Richmond, Virginia. AP. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam granted posthumous pardons Tuesday to seven black men who were executed in 1951 for the rape of a white woman, in a case that attracted pleas for mercy from around the world and in recent years has been denounced as an example of racial disparity in the use of the death penalty. The Martinsville Seven, as the men became known, were all convicted of raping 32-year-old Ruby Stroud Floyd, a white woman who had gone to a predominantly black neighborhood in Martinsville, Virginia, on January 8, 1949, to collect money for clothes she had sold. Four of the men were executed in Virginia's electric chair on February 2, 1951. 3 days later, the remaining three were also electrocuted. At the time, rape was a capital offense. In December, advocates and descendants of the men asked Northam to issue posthumous pardons. Their petition does not argue that the men were innocent, but says their trials were unfair and the punishment was extreme and unjust. The Martinsville Seven were not given adequate due process, simply for being black. They were sentenced to death for a crime that a white person would not have been executed for, simply for being black, and they were killed, by the Commonwealth, simply for being black, the advocates wrote in their letter to Northam. 7 decades after the executions, Northam met with their descendants in a state office building, where he told them he would grant the pardons. A public announcement was scheduled after the meeting. The seven men, most in their late teens or early twenties, were Francis DeSales Grayson, Frank Hairston Jr., Howard Lee Hairston, James Luther Hairston, Joe Henry Hampton, Booker Milner, and John Claiborne Taylor. In March, Northam, a Democrat, signed legislation passed by the Democrat-controlled legislature abolishing the state's death penalty. It was a dramatic shift for Virginia, a state that had the second highest number of executions in the U.S. The case of the Martinsville Seven was cited during the legislative debate as an example of the disproportionate use of the death penalty against people of color. Denise Lavoie, The Associated Press.